federal parliament is grappling with the idea of a national integrity commission. The federal independent MP, Cathy McGowan, will introduce a private members bill to parliament today to create such a body. One area of concern for anti-corruption experts is potential conflicts of interest with former ministers who take up lucrative lobbying roles after they leave politics. Transparency International's chief executive, Serena Lillywhite, is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
This is long overdue, Peter. I think all Australians are well and truly sick of issues concerning corruption in the Australian government, and there is absolutely an all-time level of falling trust and confidence in the Australian government.
But what would a National Integrity Commission do that other bodies like the Federal Police doesn't or can't do at the moment?
Well, what's proposed is going to create a nationally coordinated integrity framework that has a focus on both prevention as well as strong powers of investigation so that criminal charges or other actions in responses to cases of corruption can actually proceed rather than being hamstrung or not going anywhere due to a lack of resources and a lack of coordination across the enforcement agencies.
Is it the case that the Federal Police is overloaded with a number of cases at the moment and that they might seek to outsource some of their cases to a National Integrity Commission?
There is some talk of the Australian Federal Police looking into other opportunities which might involve engagement with the public sector in order to try and better manage their caseload, but more importantly, perhaps to help with prevention.
Mainstream politicians seem reluctant to back a National Integrity Commission. Is that a concern when you see high-level ministers leave politics and then take on lucrative lobbying roles that on occasions present at least a perceived conflict of interest?
The issue of lobbying and the influence of powerful business groups and powerful individuals, the issue of revolving doors, the movement of staff between government and industry, it's a real issue in the mining industry, is something that needs to be tackled.
Cathy McGowan's bill for an anti-corruption agency includes provisions for the ability to conduct retrospective investigations, compel witnesses to appear before public or secret hearings. So would you say there's a fair bit for politicians to be worried about?
Politicians should be worried because the Australian public is, quite frankly, fed up with the integrity failings, the cases of misconduct, and indeed cases of alleged corruption that seem to go unprosecuted. So we certainly need a National Integrity Commission with the powers of a Royal Commission to hold public inquiries and public hearings when that's in the national interest.
34 former judges have backed the establishment of a National Integrity Commission, including some former High Court justices. Now, these are very high-powered voices. Should the federal government be listening?
Well, they should certainly be listening, and I think if they don't listen, not only to the opinion of these former judges, but more importantly to the views of the Australian public, I would suggest they do so at their peril.
That's Transparency International Serena Lillywhite with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.